And Minister, I would like to take this opportunity to thank you for taking this topic with you this evening, and indeed in letting me know that you were not available to take it last week when it was selected and we could defer it to today. That was because you were not available to take it last week, and unfortunately no one else would be authoritative on the issue. And that, I think, creates its own issues at this stage as well. I think it's a potential problem. Your work as Minister with the residents and the families of residents has been exceptional. I know that the families have faith in you and believe that you want to do what is right for their loved ones. But it is clear, as if it wasn't before now, that the HSE does not have the interests of families at heart. The HSE has the interests of the organisation at heart, and like all bodies, it is about saving the organisation and protecting it that is important. Families and residents are secondary to that. Throughout the whole time, the HSE has only been concerned with containing the branding issue. They closed ranks at every opportunity, and they went right up to HQ within the HSE as well, and there is no way that this is only a Donegal issue. I believe that the HSE at all levels nationally have questions to answer on this issue as well. Both Brandon and all the residents have been let down by the HSE and the Department of Health. Minister, I know that you want to set up an independent scoping exercise of safeguarding and disability services in Donegal, and I know that the Department of Health and HSE are opposed to that. What is the view of the Department of Children in that situation? Will they support it? And if so, when should it be set up and working by now as well? I bring this up now because of what is happening to families and residents in the last few weeks in Argrania. The Donegal HSE are now closing down Argrania Court and moving the residents to decongregated settings around the county. They are doing this without consultation with the families or the residents themselves, and it is hard to believe that after all that has happened, that the HSE will still behave in this way. Some residents are quite elderly, and Argrania is their home, but the HSE doesn't recognise that. Once again, they decide, and everyone has to accept. The brother of one resident said, after Brandon, that they said it would all be person-centred. But nothing has changed. It's the same old, covering the tracks, talking down to us. Apparently, the HSE have said that each resident will be at the centre of the decision-making process for their move, and no one involved with Brandon believes that, unfortunately, Minister. And that's the crux of the situation. That's so many years down the road from what it was a horrific case, and I think was recognised by everybody how bad it was, and that the HSE have attempted to cover up and try to shut it down and move on, say there's nothing to see here. And that's what's been going on for so long. And I know you're fully up to speed in relation to this, Minister, but I would be concerned at this stage as to whether the government is up to speed on it, and whether the government has... I know you have your interest as there, and you want to make this work and make this happen, but I'm wondering whether the government is committed to this as well. And that is a real problem, then, because it is only by having full government commitment that we can actually force the HSE to actually deal with this issue, because the HSE as an organisation will not deal with it, and that's sad. And that shows that what's done to residents is going to continue on. And there is a very real risk that it could actually happen again, which is even worse and scarier, that potential could be there. So basically, no one involved with the Brandon case believes that the HSE are doing things for the right reasons. So my question to you, Minister, is, and the government is, do you believe that the HSE are doing things for the right reasons?
Thank you, Deputy Minister Abbott.
Thank you, Cian Corlea. And I want to thank the Deputy for raising this important issue for discussion. And as the Deputy will be aware, in 2018, the HSE commissioned the National Independent Review Panel, NIRP, to review the governance arrangements of a residential service for adults with a disability in County Donegal. The NIRP executive summary of the Brandon report was published in December 2021, I might add, the Thursday before Christmas. This followed a look-back review which has been completed in 2018 and a safety assurance report in 2020. As part of the HSE response, the Chief Operations Officer established a strategic working group in CHO1. The objective of the strategic working group is to develop a new vision for disability services in line with the national policy based on social human rights model of service provision for people. This is in keeping with the Transforming Lives programme, which has focused on enabling people with disabilities to achieve their full potential. And CHO1, a strategic working group, meets on a regular basis to progress actions and oversee the progress. I am advised that the CHO1 strategic working group has progressed the objectives the group through an identified set of actions, and the majority of these actions are now either complete or in progress. The work underway is aimed at ensuring there is high quality, robust and accountable governance structure in place. The voice of the service users and their families are heard and involved in the service improvement programme, an enhanced service model is delivered with positive outcomes for residents. Moving on, our Grainier Court residential service, which was a key focus of the initial service improvement workstream under the strategic working group, has undergone significant changes in the last year, with improvements to the current service delivered, safeguarding and compliance with national standards. And it is important, which is not in my notes there that you read, I would have met with family members in the last 6 weeks. I also met with the whistleblower in the last 6 weeks. And it's unfortunate to see that the lack of communication, which was there in 2018, is still there in 2023. And as I have previously indicated, I'm currently developing a safeguarding assurance exercise to be undertaken by an independent expert, which would build on the improvements in safeguarding already underway in CHO1. My hope is to ensure that the voice of residents and their families, as well as those working in the area, contribute to the ongoing effort to continue strengthening safeguarding policy and practice. The aim, which is the question you have asked me about the support, the aim would be to have it set up and running by the end of June. It says summer there on your script. I will be 3 months in the department. I moved into the Department of Decedia on the 1st of March, and I would hope to have this in place by the end of June. That's 3 months. I've always said 3 months from moving from one department to the other. I do have the support of my officials. My ASIC, Colm O'Connell, has been more than helpful in ensuring that I am able to work at pace to ensure that I can put an independent person along with that expert review panel in place. So the residential disability services are subject to registration and inspection by HICWA in accordance with the provision of the Health Act 2007. The purpose of the regulation is to safeguard and support the delivery of person-centred care to vulnerable people of any age who are receiving residential care service, and to ensure that their health, well-being and quality of life is prompted and protected. HICWA published 33 inspections reports from January to March 2023 in relation to the disability service designated centres in the community, healthcare, Cavan, Donegal, Leitrim, Monaghan and Sligo. And the findings of the HICWA regulatory programme and the mechanisms put in place by the HSE may inform wider safeguarding practice, governance and policy as appropriate. And the ultimate aim is to ensure that the service users are safe for clients and that those working in the service are appropriately supported and the families are completely reassured that their loved ones are getting the best possible care and attention and all the safeguarding regulations are being adhered to. And I come back in.
Well, I'd like to thank you for your bit you added into the reply, because certainly the reply itself here, I think, leaves a lot to be desired. And it's obviously something that was written by the department officials or the HSE themselves, because it bears very little relationship to actual reality. And, the objective of the strategic working group is to develop a new vision for disability service in line with national policy based on the social and human rights model of service provision for people. It sounds great, but it's not happening, like, and that's the sad part about it. And the CHO1 SWG meets on a regular basis to progress actions and oversee progress. They're not making much progress. I mean, and if you look at the way that the families were treated just 2 weeks ago, in relation to the decongregation that's happening in Brandon and our Grainier Court, there's something wrong here within the HSE. If this is what they're saying at a high level, and this is what they want to treat, you want to give to us here in this house, and tell us that, you listen to read this and you say, God, everything goes in the garden. What am I actually raising this issue for at all? But we actually know what's happening on the ground, unfortunately, and it's not been recognised. And I'd like to thank you for your interventions, but I hope that the review will be set up in June, because that needs to happen, and it needs to happen very quickly, because the families have no respect in the HSE and what they're doing, and that's sad.
at this stage, that after what has happened with Brandon, that it hasn't been actually rebuilt, and that's a real problem. And this review group that you're putting in place needs to work, and needs to work very well. And it needs to work for Donegal, but also for the whole country, because there's big problems right the whole way through, right up to the top in the HSE as well. And that has to be addressed too, Minister. Thanks.
Thank you, Deputy. I think it's incumbent on me to ensure that the independent expert review group that is put in place with an independent expert would not be seen through a medical lens, it would be seen through a social care lens, that the person is seen in the round and their environment is seen and their family is seen and the person is put at the centre. And it's not, as we would have read in the Brandon report, episodes, and every outburst is seen through a medical lens of it being an episode, which is a medical model, as opposed to understanding the underlying conditions for that individual. I always talk about, in relation to the independent expert group, that it would be about reassurance that the HSE works, reassurance that HICWA does their job, reassurance that people who are working in the services knows the proper protocol as actually who to reach out to if something is inappropriate, how to link in with, be it Tusla, be it on Garda Síochána, how to actually go up the chain within the HSE to actually, if there's red flags, to be able to highlight it and not to fear the fact of going forward, not to fear the fact that if you speak out that you will find a repercussion. That's the whole reassurance piece I want, because you are right. Families need to be reassured that their loved one is actually in a safe environment. Safeguarding legislation at the moment sits with the Department of Health, as I've always said. Having transferred from one department to the other, safeguarding is a priority for me. And if it does not go at the pace that I seem that is required to meet the requirements of people residential and in respite and in day services within disability, myself, and I have the support of Minister O'Gorman, that we will progress our own safeguarding legislation.
Thank you, Minister. We move to the third item tabled by the very patient Deputy David Stanton. Deputy Stanton wishes to discuss with the Minister for Education the need to provide a second-level school transport service for next September for at least 50 children travelling from Cove to Carrigtwohill in County Cork. Yeah.